bros chilling in the hot tub, 5 feet apart because they're not gay. Two bros, 5 feet apart because they're two bros.
Hello, and hello, all you naked, hairless people living in slime pods. Welcome to We Write Queerbait, the podcast where we're all living in a slime pod. Let's go. I'm Memory. My pronouns are they, she, he.
Two T for T bros living in a slime pod. 5 feet apart, because if they touched, it would break down the fabrics of reality. Hi, I'm your host, Devin. My pronouns are he, him.
You know, I could have gone for, like, exploring the blurry line between reality and the Matrix, but no, I'm in a slime pod kind of movie.
Yeah, it's about sliming, you know?
It's about the slime.
Who else is here?
I'm Sky, my pronouns are he, she, and it's all about the slime today, baby.
It's slime time, that's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a very slime-forward suggestion for this episode. Yeah. What if we just, like, don't spend a lot of time talking about the plot? Because the plot of this movie is not important.
True.
The vibes of this movie, however, are immaculately important.
It's all about the vibes, it's all about the commentary of creating art under capitalism. It's all about how you can as a queer person, you can, like, make a space for yourself and, like, you know, choose to see yourself in media that is not explicitly made for you. You can point at a piece of queerbaity media and say, this is gay, actually. But also, like, just doing that really just serves to make you a better consumer.
Yeah, you can take the garbage and form it into something that looks palatable to you, but you're still eating that garbage.
Because we're the best consumers when we yearn for something that we can never fully grasp.
And that's why I watch Yu-Gi-Oh!
And folks, the goddamn movie industry is never gonna make one for the gays. I'm saying it now.
They'll simply never do this. They will never in their lives do this.
You're telling me Steve Buckey isn't canon?
Well,
that no. Wait, okay, that they made one for the gays. We all have to wave at Mickey Mouse and say thank you, Mickey Mouse, for Mr. America and his funny friend.
Remember when what did they do? What did Steve Buckey do?
Oh, I don't know. I think the MCU movie ended with him going back in time to fuck his wife, though, right?
Oh, yeah, no, that's how Steve Rogers died in the MCU.
Yeah.
He went back in time, fucked his wife, fucked his hot wife, and came back as an old man and said, I'm gonna die now.
But yeah, I mean, Steve Buckey is mostly, like, they were childhood friends, and then they both joined the same military, but one of them got fucked up.
What if one of them exploded, but not really?
But not really. What if he became a trained killer, trained to kill his childhood friend? What if that happened?
Anyway, we're talking about Matrix Resurrection today. I don't think I actually said that yet.
We're talking about the resurrection of the Matrix. It's here. It's queer. And it's about the Matrix.
It is about the Matrix.
This movie is aggressively bisexual.
It's a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of want to do just, like, the... I want to do, like, a very, like, 10,000-foot summary, and then we can just, like, get into our impressions and the vibes of the movie, both because I'm very tired and also because I didn't actually rewatch the movie.
Oh, that's fine. We can explain the movie to you.
Yeah, please do. I would love to learn all about the Matrix Resurrections and what it means.
So there are some characters.
There are.
One of them is Morpheus.
One of them is Morpheus, but a new one. They made a new
Morpheus, and this one is just a bit sluttier.
Yeah.
There's a new Agent Smith, and
he's sluttier and he's made out of marbles that fly around.
Exactly. There's a new Agent Smith, and he's also feeling a bit sluttier, but in like a dangerous kind of way. Carrie Ann Moss is back as Trinity, but she got kids now.
Yeah, her name's Tiffany now, and she's still a MILF, but like she's sad because she has a family.
Because she has to deal with her fucking kids.
She has her fucking husband to deal with. That's not Neo.
Yeah, at one point in the movie, she's like, "Damn, I really want to kill my kids." It's almost as if this sort of heteronormative nuclear family lifestyle is something that was like prescribed for me instead of a choice that I made based on my own like wants.
It's crazy. Desires.
Nah, that shit would never happen to me.
Crazy.
There's also Neo, who is Thomas Anderson, who is depressed and seeing a bad therapist. Hey, remember a while ago when we were talking about kind of like on If Books Could Kill, one book, we were like, what if one queer bait? We're back to what if bad therapist?
What if bad therapist?
What if bad therapist?
What if your therapist was Neil Patrick Harris and he loved it when you're exploited for
That's
your labor?
Right.
I would hate that more than anything in the world if I had to be anywhere near Neil Patrick Harris.
That's right. That's the official We Rate Queerbait stance. Calling it now, between, you know, Neo Trinity and Neil Patrick Harris, I think we know who the foot fungus is.
Exactly, exactly. We're standing by this stance, and anyone who gets mad at us, no, you're not.
That's right. wouldn't the trio be That's Smith, right. though?
I mean, yeah.
They're on a little more equal footing.
Hmm.
Smith is also the foot fungus, though.
Yeah, it's still. We're just swapping one for the other.
Agent Smith is a nasty man who doesn't realize that Neo doesn't want to date him.
I love it, though.
He's like, why don't you want to hang out and fight me forever, Mr. Anderson? And he's like, I gotta go fuck my hot wife.
I want to go fuck my hot girlfriend.
I need to go fuck my hot girlfriend.
So, Neo, he's back in the Matrix, baby. Mm-hmm.
Threw his ass back
Matrix
in there.
Matrix again.
And it's crazy. He's taking the blue pill every day.
He's taking the... Oh, no. Neil Patrick Harris keeps making him take
That's
the blue
crazy.
Pill. And he remembers everything that happened in the Matrix 1 through 3. And he's just like, oh, that was hallucinations, though. That was me making a video game, and I thought it was real, and now my daddy, Warner Brothers, wants me to make a new video game called The Matrix 4. What does this mean? It's almost as if this movie is also about, like, how you can create a... How do you actually, like, create a sequel to, like, a famous franchise movie and say something new with it instead of just like rehashing the same
bullshit. One that's like a finished story.
Seems like it's impossible.
Yeah, what if you finish a story but then a studio is like, so we like money,
we could,
and then
do more,
they say just make like the movie money again, and you say, what if I start the movie literally the exact same with characters commenting the words, hey, isn't this the exact same as last time, and characters saying, yes, it is the exact same.
Yeah, what if we did The Matrix 1 again, but now there's, like, a little guy in the wall, hiding in the walls with blue hair and pronouns?
Oh no, they're... The cultural shift. What if everything the same, but there was someone with blue hair and pronouns near you?
Damn, this is the future liberals want.
That's
this is
true.
America. This is America under Joe Biden.
In the past, the one with pronouns had blonde hair.
That's right.
Blonde hair and pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
So then Neo gets out of the Matrix.
Morpheus shows up and is like, I'm cool and colorful now.
Morpheus Orifice.
Hell yeah.
Walrus Orifices.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh wow, actually, all his memories of the Matrix weren't a hallucination. That shit happened, and he's just been brainwashed into thinking it hasn't. So that's fun.
You've just been going to a bad therapist. And actually, it was all real. And actually, it's been about 60 years since you fucking died, but you didn't.
He died, and then, but he's fine.
Yeah, he died, but he's fine. Also, your hot girlfriend also died, but she's fine. Also, we don't know why the fuck you survived. And also why the computer wants your hot body so damn bad.
But it's a surprise tool.
It's a surprise tool that'll help us later.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, like, Neo gets confronted by Morpheus, and he's like, yeah, I don't know.
Morpheus is like, last time, this was really cool when I showed up. This time, it's in a bathroom stall, but I'm wearing a sexy suit this time.
Yeah, but since Neo has been, like, actually making this game with Morpheus in it, in, like, the real, like, his idea of the real world, he's like, no, this is fake and I'm hallucinating, I'm gonna run away. And he does, like, a whole runaway with, like, a SWAT team chasing him and everything. So he has to get grabbed again by blue hair pronoun girl.
Hey, can we talk about, in that scene, Agent Smith, who is Neo's in this, his business partner.
His business partner, which I love.
It's described as he hates him so fucking much. Every time they're in a room together, it feels like he's being interrogated.
Let's start a business together.
Agent Smith realizes who he truly is. He just walks up to Neo and says, I've missed you so much, before shooting him in the head.
Yeah.
Which I think is delightful.
It is delightful. I love when he, like, yeah, sees everything that's going on, and he just sort of immediately becomes, like, he cracks his neck, like, oh, I'm back, baby. I'm so fucking back.
He says, we're so fucking back, is what he says.
He loves being evil, and I love that for him.
He says, we're so in.
I'm ready to be a little freak again.
I'm ready to be a horrible little freak and just bother this man. That's all I've ever wanted.
Hey, Neo, I bet you want to fight a whole crowd of me at once and throw one Agent Smith into a crowd of other Agent Smiths, and it makes us sound like bowling pins.
We
love that.
I bet you want to show up when it's really rainy outside, and there's one of me standing, but there's also, like, a few billion of me also just standing, but we've made, like, a little opening so you can see the one of me who is the first one. And then we're gonna punch each other, like, a lot.
And everyone's going to be watching. And by everyone, I mean
me. It's me.
We're all watching.
I'm going to be watching a lot.
I bet you want to get killed by me and turned into one of me, but then you explode and you're fine.
And that except was
your dad.
That was what's necessary. Except you're dead. Except you're not dead because you're also here. You died, but you're fine. Found dead in Miami.
That's right.
But now he has to get kidnapped again by blue hair and pronouns.
Yeah.
And blue hair and pronouns is like, no, like, seriously, Matrix is real. And he's like, that's not true. And blue hair and pronouns is like, but I have a white rabbit tattoo. And he's like, oh, yeah, no, that clinches it.
Yep.
It all makes sense.
It sure does.
That reminds me of my hot girlfriend who I want to see.
Yeah, that's right. One time somebody showed me one of those and then I met my girlfriend.
And I saw my cool girlfriend.
Oh, by the way, also, he's been having coffee at the specific cafe every day because he sees Tiffany there and is like, oh, she's got kids and a husband, but I just like her for some reason. Can't figure out why.
Can't figure it out. Whenever she talks to me, she sounds like she's dying inside. She's like, yeah, you know, I should probably get therapy, but I'm so fucking exhausted by having kids.
That's right.
That, you know, I just can't do that, and I'll just slowly die on the inside, you know, for fun.
Mm-hmm. We love it.
We love it.
We love having depression.
We love having depression because you got married to a man and realized maybe this is not what I want with my life, but you're too far in.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. What if now, because blue hair pronouns brought you out of the Matrix says, I'm going to fucking kill you. But then you get out anyway, and now you realize you're in a slime pod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get out of the slime pod, you get rescued by a robot, and then you wake up with all your people again. And then they go, hey, the robots are cool now.
Well, they're not cool, but like some of them are cool.
Yeah.
There are allies. Yeah,
they're like, some of them are still evil. And by some, I mean good 98%. But we do have like three that are chill.
Yeah.
They're chill and fine. There's
this funny little squid guy over here, and actually Morpheus is made of marbles, so...
Morpheus is made of the orbs.
Oh yeah, the programs can also enter the real world in the form of marbles.
In marbles. Sometimes you can be marbles.
Yeah, because so this isn't technically Morpheus. Morpheus is real dead. However, since Neo made him in the game one became real.
The game said, what if real Morpheus Orpheus?
What if I, Detroit become human?
Yeah, what if Morpheus become human, become marbles?
So he's a program. In the real world, he can be, or in the Matrix, he can be, like, a formed person. But in the real world, he can be shows marbles. Up as marbles. Yes.
He can be marbles.
He's real. He's looking a little marble coated.
That's right. I think that one's a little marble coated.
So anyway,
who's the onion? Who's the peach? And who's the sentient pile of marbles?
Who's the marble hive?
Who's the marble hive mind?
So as Neo's getting like taken away by the robot, he sees into the other pod, and oh my god, it's Trinity. And Trinity kind of like raises her hand a little bit in the goo. And then when they get back to like the group group on the ship, they're like, hey, we need to go like get her. And they're like, yeah, but like it's gonna be a lot of work. Like, it was kind of really difficult to get you, so I don't know how we're gonna do that. So for now, we have to go back to
not Zion.
Yes, not Zion. I
forget the name.
Fuck.
It's not Zion. That's what we'll be calling it.
Yes.
It's not Zion, and it's the city of Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yes, it is her city.
It's her city.
Oh, I'm looking at the plot synopsis on the wiki right now, and it's called Io.
Oh, it is Io. I was like, no, that's like a real planet.
Io.
And that.
That's what I say to that.
Also, it's like, the name looks like a one and a zero, which is what computers say.
Damn.
That's really funny.
Oh, in a movie where characters keep saying, throw out the binary. It's crazy.
Damn.
Wow.
But this is a city where robots do live, some of them.
Sorry, I'm just staring at Marble's Morpheus over here.
Morpheus Marble Man?
Morpheus Marble Man.
He's pretty good.
It's very funny.
Pretty good.
What if my just marbles, dick, and balls were just out, and I said, hey, Neo, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Remember me? I saw you like 2 minutes ago in the Matrix, but now here I am. Naked, but in marbles. I wish he would put on clothes, not because I want him to be covered, but because
you want to see how the clothes are rendered on the marbles.
Yeah, I want to see how clothes are rendered on the marbles. I want to see these marbles just kind of shoop into clothes.
Yeah, like what if like it was just like they were chameleon a little bit, so he could like change like the top right here is red, like across his torso. So he's got like, you know, a shirt. I think he'd be Winnie the Poohing it also. It would be a red crop top.
Oh no, he would fully just put on shirts, maybe manifest some Tims.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, what
no,
about the
No, it's worse if he's wearing boots.
And they'd be like, what about the pants? So he said, what about him?
I've always thought pants were kind of silly.
He said, haven't figured them out yet.
In order to be truly free.
Haven't figured out how to put pants on yet. Can't form the marbles in pants.
That's right.
Yeah. The eggheads at HQ are still working on that.
We're still cracking that nut.
So true.
Speaking of cracking nuts, they're in Io.
Yeah, they get to Io and...
Io.
Yeah, Niobe's like, hey, y'all are...
Remember me?
Fucking up everything, so stop that.
Hey, you guys are gonna fucking ruin everything, you stupid motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I would very much ask you to stop fucking up everything, you stupid motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Also, I'm very old.
Yes, also I'm very so old. Because I actually did age for 60 years.
I did age, and you didn't, dickhead.
I'm so old and dying. Also, the war isn't over. Turns out, when you did the thing at the end of the last movie, it didn't solve everything. Turns out the actions of an individual, like, well, they can, you know, affect, you know, positive change, like, they're not just gonna magically make the entire world all better. Who could have predicted this?
Also, turns out the machines just fucking lied to you. Remember yeah. when you were like, you were like, if I do this thing, you'll leave the humans alone? They said, sure. And then you did the thing, and they said, we're not fucking doing that. Are you kidding me? That's Come on now.
But then they started, like, infighting.
Yeah.
And so, like, some of the robots were like, damn, maybe we should become fight with the humans.
Maybe we should become marbles.
That's right.
Maybe we should become marbles that sometimes get drenched out of, like, a HVAC vac and just form and say, hey, man, how you doing? Sometimes I just gotta do those things.
After we finish recording this podcast, I'm gonna go turn into a pile of marbles.
I am already trying to figure out ways how to manifest myself into a pile of marbles.
That's right. After I die, I simply move my consciousness into
a pile of marbles. A
marble hive mind.
Please make me into the marble hive mind.
Simply do that. Simply Scientists do that. Get on it right now.
And then
I will donate my body to science, but only for this specific cause, so get working on it.
Donate my mind to science so I can put myself in the marble hive mind. I'm begging you.
That's right. Okay. I mean, after, like, they talk a lot about, like, the actual plot, like, you know, humans and robots working together, that's cool. And then they're like, we're gonna go get Trinity, and they're like, no, don't go get Trinity. And then Neo's little, the people who rescued Neo were like, we're gonna take you to go save Trinity anyway.
We're just gonna do it anyway. We're
just gonna fucking do it anyway.
This movie has to have a plot. We're doing it anyway.
So they go do that. But on the way, like, once they get into the Matrix, here comes big bad Mr. Smith. And he's fully realized his potential now. Also, the Frenchman is here from the sequel movies. The first time I watched this movie, I had only seen the first Matrix, so I don't know the fuck I was going on. I thought was going on with that guy at all.
That's so fucking funny.
But he's there too. He looks very sad and homeless, and he's like, no.
He is sad and homeless. Exactly. He got kicked out of his normal thing.
Yeah, he's not there anymore.
He got kicked out of the werewolf vampire timeline, so now he's just kind of here, and he's sad.
Yes, there was also a purge of a lot of the programs that helped Neo in the past, so, like, you know.
Now he's homeless.
Yeah.
Now he's homeless, and now Agent Smith just shows up and is like, Neo, I'm still fucking obsessed with you.
Neo.
Also, I got like a new kind of like slim fit casual hot wardrobe on.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I got sunglasses for some reason.
But also, your fucked up evil therapist also put me here. And so I need to kill him first.
I need to kill him.
But I am going to fight you.
But I am going to fight you.
That's right.
But, you know, that's going to happen.
Also, when he shows up, like, you know, as part of the joke of the movie, like, the people with Neo were like, the Smith? There's so many theories about the two of them. So that's fun.
Incredible. Yeah, the theory is that that Aiden Smith wants to bone down with him so fucking bad.
There's so many theories.
He's like, Neo, why won't you assimilate with me? Neo, please.
Neo. We could become one.
I've been asking.
Do the fusion dance.
I've been asking so nicely. Why won't you assimilate? Come on now.
I'm having some theories right now, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So there's kind of cool fight in here.
But yeah.
And then
they do. We love a cool action movie scene. I wish there weren't so many cuts.
Yeah. That's one thing we were talking about.
I wish choreography existed.
Yeah, you can sure yeah. see the devaluation of fight choreography and, like, different, you know, stunt work that has happened just in the film industry over the last, since the last Matrix movies came out.
Maybe it's a commentary on how movies these days all look like shit.
A commentary on how I go to watch an action scene in a movie and I just sit there and go, cut, 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 cut.
You a commentary on how the studio will say make the Matrix again, but we're not going to give you the like an equivalent budget to like make the fight choreography like translate to modern day. Like we're not going to pay you enough to pay the choreographers.
Well, they have made it translate to modern day
people and everything. Yeah,
the translation is that the femme fighter character will inexorably somewhere in the fight do that move where she throws her legs around the one character's neck and scissors him, and then just starts punching him in the head. That's one move that they all do every yeah. time.
Yeah.
It's so important to see strong...
strong female thighs, yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
It's very important.
Every single time. Anyways.
Anyways.
Anyways, people should just, like, go out and watch old kung fu action movies. They should do that.
They should. They should specifically.
Love yourself.
Like, go watch kung fu movies. Also, just watch the first three Matrix movies
watch
again.
Watch Ip Man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever seen a fucking Bruce Lee movie?
Watch a Bruce Lee movie.
Motherfucker can punch and kick. Holy shit.
Yeah, just, like. Sure go out, watch, like, an old Jackie Chan movie. Go watch an old Bruce Lee movie. Like, love yourself a little bit.
That's right.
Have fun with it.
Yeah.
Go watch an old Michelle Yeoh video. Or watch Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, love yourself a bit.
Yeah.
Have a great time.
Self-care. Go watch a real kung fu movie.
Self-care. Go watch fight choreography that makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, where were we?
Go watch Kung Fu Panda by DreamWorks.
Yeah, go watch Kung Fu Panda 1, 2, and 3 by DreamWorks.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a look at that sexy tiger girl. I don't know.
Yeah, go watch that sexy snow leopard man. Go watch that panda. I think there's a monkey
about.
There is. Played by Jackie Chan.
Oh, yeah.
Full circle. Watch a Jackie Chan movie. Like watch Kung a Fu Jackie Panda.
Where I think he has maybe three lines.
Yeah, but, you know.
Go watch Jackie Chan Adventures on Kids WB.
Oh, yeah. I should watch Jackie Chan Adventures.
Absolutely. Okay. So after the Agent Smith fight, they go... They go to find Trinity within the Matrix. She's building motorcycles because she's cool as shit. She's just cool.
I love in this world that the program is like, we got to kind of keep you down by forcing you to have like a husband and some kids. But we can't keep you too down or your brain will start to reject it. So we got to do something that you think would be normal for you, which is working on some sick fucking motorcycles.
Yeah, we're still going to let you keep your love of sick fucking motorcycles.
We got to do... If we don't do this, your brain will start to reject the reality.
So a scene we... They do meet in a cafe at one point and, like, have, like, a after-close scene where they talk and, like... Trinity's like, hey, I saw the character Trinity in your game and she seems a lot like me. But when I pointed that out to my husband, he laughed at me. And I really wanted to kick him when he laughed at me about that. But I do think I'm in your game. And so he comes like now and is like, hey, like I'm about to tell you that this is actually all real. But then Neil Patrick Harris shows up and turns out he can slow time down and he's just going to like have fun playing around with
Trinity.
He says,
I'm God,
Trinity.
Actually.
Yeah. So he has a fun little game with Neo here, pretending he's going to shoot her. And then Neo's like, well, shit, I can't really tell you anything now. We have to meet at the cafe surrounded by SWAT people instead. So they do. And then it's all going pretty bad because
yeah,
Trinity's about to leave. And then she, you know what? Her husband grabs her by the arm and is like, no, we have to go. Like, you can't care about that guy about to get killed by the SWAT. And she's like, I wish you wouldn't fucking grab me and don't call me Tiffany. I fucking hate it. And then she just starts kicking people.
Yeah. And then she goes apeshit.
And by some kind of, you know, science stuff, they sort of like backdoor her out of the Matrix. So like, it's not immediately obvious to the Matrix that she's like out, but that she just got backdoored. Yeah, she got backdoored. So she gets all her cool fighting skills back, and that's pretty sick. Neil Patrick Harris freezes time again and is like, hey, you guys can't actually, like,
can you guys knock it off, please?
Like, you guys can't be free, actually. You know I can't let you be free. And then Smith shows up again, and it turns out that he can also freeze time for reasons.
Never stand in the way of a very obsessed gay man between the dude he just wants to bother.
Yes.
Not even God can stop that.
Wait a minute. Are we expanding our lore over here? Does this mean that all foot fungus can slow down time?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's the rancid obsession of it.
That's right.
Whatever that foot fungus needs to do to bother you,
yeah,
it will do it.
That's the essence of foot fungus, is that it exists to bother you. And so whatever it really needs to do, it can get in there and do it.
You'd be like, thank God that fungus can't get me in this slow near stop time. And then the foot Clovis. Fungus just does.
Uh-huh.
It just says, hi, I'm still here and I'm still annoying.
Does this mean that Shadow the Hedgehog is the foot fungus? Because he can slow down time.
Wait, who are we putting in this, this triangle?
Is it Sonic, Shadow, and Silver?
I was going to say Knuckles, but yeah, we can do Silver. Silver is the peach.
Yeah, absolutely. No question.
Yep. Sonic is the onion.
Yeah, that tracks to me.
Because
he loves onions on his chili dog. He just eats so many of them.
He eats so many onions. Also, he's reliable. You know, he's always going to be there. But, you know, some iterations of him are just so deeply unpleasant.
That's true. There are definitely a lot of stinky, smelly Sonics out there.
Yeah, where you're just like, I fucking hate that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Shadow, I feel bad for calling him a foot fungus, but he can slow down time.
Yeah, Shadow deserves better than that. But also, Shadow the Hedgehog 2005, fellas, the gameplay wasn't very good. Everything else about it whipped ass.
It did let you shoot a cop, though.
Damn.
It's true. Did let you shoot cops.
It did let you shoot some cops, though. So that was pretty sick nasty with it.
That was pretty fucking sick with it.
Can we talk about in this movie the part where they're going to get Trinity out of the Matrix? So they have to distract Neil Patrick Harris. And to get Trinity out of the Matrix, a kind of like Godbird robot is doing some cool hacking while Morpheus has a bunch of fucking marbles, just kind of stands around and says, did it work?
Did you do it?
Are you getting her out?
Did it work?
Morpheus, what are you doing? Morpheus, shouldn't you be in the program where you're at your most powerful and not just some marbles standing on the outside?
He likes being marbles.
How did two programs create a human child? They're like, this is my daughter. And I'm like, but what do you mean exactly?
Well, you know, when a one and a zero love each other very much, they...
Because I always just thought she was a program, but she was going to get purged. But then, like, when they're in the, like, the real world, she's there. She's not marbles.
Nah, she's just real.
So she's a real-ass human.
Yeah, that's what happens when two programs love each other very much.
They can...
Listen, I don't think they ever thoroughly explained how babies are made
in the Matrix universe.
Exactly.
I mean, they grow them.
Yeah, that's what happens when two programs love each other.
So did they just decide to grow her?
When two programs love each other very much, they go to the embryo tanks and just pick one out.
Yeah. It's all programs, baby. Like, no one's fucking. Like, babies come from programs. That's it.
Right, but I assume they're still, like, you know.
Still assume what? That the programs be fucking?
I assume they're doing, like, artificial embryos, but they still need to get, like, the ingredients.
Ingredients.
For that. Well, so, yeah.
Are you
what is making this child their daughter?
Like, are you assuming the Matrix is not jacking someone off at all times and then just using gene splicing when the programs say, no, we want them to look like this?
I think it's too much work to just milk all the humans for their cum. I think they just whip it up themselves. Maybe this is controversial. I don't know.
The machines have
studied.
I know this
is science fiction, so I can't just be like, you can't, like, you know, probably they can make synthetic sperm. But, like, I don't know.
It's like, are they also going to, like, get the eggs out of there? That seems hard.
I'm not going to make a, it's not the only thing that seems hard joke with the robots. What I'm assuming is they got one person's baby batter once. And another person's baby eggs once. And then they figured out DNA editing, and they keep making more, but they make them slightly different each time.
That sounds about right to me.
So humans are technically asexually reproduced at this point.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean,
so except what is for the making ones, that girl like, their daughter?
I mean, except for the ones in Zion, or what used to be Zion, because we know from the other movies that all the humans down there were having orgies and throwing raves.
That's right.
Yeah, pretty much.
So
they were sort of
fucking
like,
aplenty, you know, to make up for lost time.
Yeah, as they should.
Y'all remember that famous line from The Matrix, why does my dick hurt? Because you've never used it before.
Yeah. And then he said, wow, I really need a hot girlfriend.
Where's my hot GF Trinity that I met in the club last night?
Where's that hot GF Trinity? Where's she at?
I don't know what I was expecting a Matrix episode if we rate Queerbait to be like, but
all I'm saying is that in the second Matrix movie, the one creator program was like, all of the Neos before you have had like a general love for humanity. You, however, are such a wife guy. You're just like an extreme wife guy that since Trinity is a part of humanity, you like humanity.
Yeah.
Other than that, you're just like, damn, where's my wife? Where's my hot wife? I gotta get to her. She's gonna get shot with a bullet, and then I have to finger the bullet out of her.
Now we're even.
And that
now
brings her back to life somehow.
And that's it. Yep. Well, then he
Left
has to go.
More.
Then he has to go back in and finger her heart to start beating again.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because you know.
That's how it works.
That's how it works, you know?
A heart is like a G-spot.
Exactly.
If you stimulate it the right way, it will... blood will go to it.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
What a silly episode this is.
What a silly episode we're doing on Matrix Resurrect.
I hope no one wanted to actually know the plot of this movie.
We're in peak form today. Also, I hope no one wanted to know, like, about the symbolism or themes or anything.
Yeah, we don't.
It's like, yeah, it's about capitalism. It's about...
Yeah, we ran down them quickly. It's fine.
Yeah.
If you can't get it by now, I don't know what to tell you. Read some Marx.
It's about being queerbaited.
Yeah. It's about being queerbaited by Carrie Ann Moss.
Yeah. It's... where the fuck are we?
I think we're near the conclusion of the movie where Neo and Trinity have to have a heart-to-heart and then kick a whole lot of ass.
That's true.
Yeah, because Smith showed up and shot Neil Patrick Harris and then was like, now I'm going to destroy everything.
And then he leaves.
Yeah. And then, yeah, and starts destroying things, but then, like...
He starts destroying things, but then he's like, well, you two love birds. Have a great time.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing you later, Neo.
That's right.
Maybe in a sequel, perhaps.
And so they're like, damn, we gotta save the world. We gotta do this. Turns out Trinity's the cool one this time, because Neo doesn't think he can fly anymore, but Trinity knows.
Trinity says, I'm a boss bitch, is the thing about me.
Mm-hmm.
Trinity becomes the one.
That's right.
The one.
The one, too.
That's right. And so they save everybody, and then they go to Neil Patrick Harris, and they're like, hey, you're a little bitch, and we're going to destroy this world. So,
and he says,
have fun.
Well, you know, maybe if we get a sequel, that'll happen.
Ha-ha.
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 And then they fly away.
Yeah, they do a hot spiral fly away.
Yeah, with love.
Yeah.
Also, at one point, Neil Patrick Harris is... like tells them a thing about like how they create the most energy for the Matrix when
they're about 5 feet apart.
Yeah, exact. When they're 5 feet apart.
I'm not joking. Exactly. We have to put your pods 5 feet apart because too far away it doesn't work, and too close you start to break down the system.
That's right.
Yeah.
Your T for T energy starts to fuck things up.
If you close the gap of 5 feet, the world will explode. And it kind of does.
Yeah.
I think this part, you could really read it as, like, how capitalism profits off of us by giving us queer bait. It's like...
By giving us five feet apart.
It's giving us 5 feet apart. It's giving us the semblance of something that we can never actually have. We can only yearn for it just from, like, just out of reach, you know? Mm-hmm. Just the fingertips breath away. They're never gonna give us a gay one.
They're not gonna give you a gay one.
That's why we'll never run out of material for this podcast, and
keep going.
That's right.
We're gonna keep doing this forever. We'll never fucking stop.
No matter how tired we are, we'll keep doing it.
No matter how sleepy, no matter how tired, we're just gonna keep fucking going.
That's right. Even though capitalism and that's the Matrix all along, still keeping things an arm's length away from us.
5 feet apart. Exactly 5 feet apart. Not too close, not too far away.
That's right.
Because it's not gay.
It's not gay.
Not gay.
What else?
Yeah, what did we think? Like, we've gotten through the bare bones of the plot. Are there any, like, good scenes that we want to talk about? Any good themes? Anything more specific?
Gosh.
We talked about the pods being 5 feet apart because they're not gay.
We did.
We talked about Agent Smith just showing up to cause problems. Hey, you know what we didn't do?
What?
Who's the one singing Reese's Puffs? Who's the one singing CPR? And who's the one singing Misery?
God.
Neo singing Misery.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris is singing Reese's Puffs, and Agent Smith
is singing CPR, and Trinity refuses to be a part of this.
That's right.
Yep. Okay, great. Glad we decided on that.
Trinity is singing, like, some dyke music.
Yeah. Trinity is singing some dyke music. That is exactly what Trinity is doing.
Trinity just has her own set of headphones somewhere else.
Trinity is in the other room, working on her cool bike. What else? Yaha Abdul-Mateen in this movie is very hot. I love that his whole thing is he's like, I was an agent. But then I realized Morpheus, so now I'm just going to dress in the most flamboyant suits I possibly can.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to be a little bit of a slut now that I don't have a job.
That's right.
It's all I want to do with my life.
Man, I love that this movie is about, like, man, we created the Matrix as like a revolutionary piece of art, but then it got turned into content, and now we're making a fucking sequel for it so that there's more content, and
welcome to the content.
Warner
sorry.
Brothers makes even more money off of us. What the fuck are we doing? How can we actually say something in this horrible fucking media landscape in this horrible fucking world? And it's just like, I don't know. Grab your homies. Be closer than 5 feet apart from them.
That's right.
Yeah, if you got homies, move those pods closer. Get those slime pods a little bit closer to each other. Maybe even reach out for each other and touch slime hands.
I did like the scene where like the it's like the repeating boardroom scenes with White Rabbit playing under it, because it's like it's Neo's like blue pill phase where he's like on meds and he's just going in every day where they say the same thing over and over again, and the things they're saying are like, what do you think about when you think of the Matrix? Oh, it's the bullet time. No, it's the like punching and action. No, it's the cerebral stuff, like, and it's, you know, it's not like anything about things. Like what right. And, like, there's, you know, obviously very little about the action. They talk a little bit, like, in marketing speak about the politic, like, branding-wise, what the politics are, you know? Like, mm-hmm. not anything very in-depth. They're just, like, these are, like, the demographics we want to hit kind of thing. I don't know. I did like that scene quite a bit.
It's good. It's good.
Good. It's a really good fucking movie is the thing.
To all the haters and losers who said they didn't like it, simply learn to interpret media better.
Simply broaden God your mind.
God forbid a movie have something to say, or in fact several somethings, as this movie seems to.
God forbid it have a guy keep showing up to bother the main character, but not actually kill him, just like keep showing up and be like, I could bother you today. I could do it. I could be really annoying to you. Would you like that, Neo? When Neo says no, you'd be like, all right, well, I'll leave for a bit then. Head out for a while, but I'll be back. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah, I honestly don't remember PH just to be like, you know, I'm not going to kill you guys directly. I know you're going to come fight me down. So, like, I know this is going to be bad for me, but y'all have your moment.
Y'all have your cute moment, but I will be back.
I honestly don't remember what Smith was doing in this movie except causing problems.
That's all he was doing.
Yep.
He just kept showing up to be a little bit annoying and bratty and then leave.
No reason to be there except to bother Neo on purpose.
To show up and be like, hey, you remember me? And when Neo said yes, unfortunately, he said, great.
Awesome.
That's what I wanted. Bye.
Excellent.
He said, you have fun with your hot girlfriend.
I love how this movie's like, you know, the cops aren't the real problem, but honestly, they're the worst part.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It's the system that enables them.
The system that puts really the cops there is awful. Worse than the cops, but the cops are going to annoy you in your face all the time.
But the cops are pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Good movie.
I don't really have much more to say about it.
Yeah, yeah, I think we covered most of it.
Yeah. A good short episode. Give our listeners a break to maybe go back and listen to all of the Lord of the Rings episode again.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And hear us say the words, did he know?
Did he know?
Like 60 times.
What if we went back and did The Hobbit, but we also made that a three-part episode, because we
you say that?
The fucking content, folks.
You say that, but that would be so fucking funny. No. That would be a nightmare, but it would be so fucking funny.
I mean, I'm not watching all those fucking movies.
Well, you don't want to see Benedict Cumberbatch Smog?
No.
We don't have to read the. We don't have to watch the movies. We can just read the book, but split it up into three.
We can read
We're
the
not
book
splitting
into three
that
parts.
Book.
We can split it into three fucking parts.
Each episode. episode, yeah, each episode in that series is going to be 30 minutes long.
Yeah, we read 15 pages of book.
I don't know.
There wasn't that much queer bait in this particular 15 pages.
Oh, hold on.
We'll get back to you next week.
I don't know why you would say that, because this is us we're talking about. Those episodes will be at least a tight 45, maybe 50 minutes.
There are a lot of fucking true. Hobbits to talk about.
In The Hobbit?
Not hobbits. Dwarves.
I was about to say, I think there's one titular hobbit. The one we care about.
Short fantasy creatures.
Yep.
There are a lot of them.
That's true. Well, I guess we know what when it's my turn next, what we're doing.
Fucking do it. There's no reason for that. That book is so tiny. So tiny and small. It didn't need to be three movies.
We're gonna make it three episodes, baby. It
doesn't need to be.
Content.
You can read that book in an afternoon.
It's gonna be content.
There's less content in that book than in the episodes I assigned for Succession.
Content, baby.
I don't just mean queer content. I mean content total. Like,
yeah, almost like when he wrote the book, he just kind of skipped over things because it didn't fucking matter.
I mean, people just be writing shit, you know?
You know, people do be writing shit. That's true.
Like, I mean, those were mostly just stories he was telling his kids, and then he was like, might as well write it down.
Anytime I write something, I in fact do be writing shit.
That's right. That's all writing. Writing sometimes just be writing shit.
That is true. When you write, you do be writing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying this for so long.
People write when they write.
That's true. Much like people die when they're killed.
Yeah.
People write when they write.
People write when they write.
I know, right?
This is terrible.
What the fuck is happening? Can we rank this?
Let's fucking rank this movie.
Okay.
No hetero.
No hetero.
Keanu, it's Neo and Trinity are both trans.
Yeah, they're so. T for T.
It's like so impossible for me to read them as straight. Like, I want to say, like, oh yeah, I mean, it's technically a het couple. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah, it's M/W parentheses queer.
Yes.
M/W parentheses. But very gay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes a nasty little third will pop his head in to bother one of them and then leave.
So I don't know, like a three?
Yeah, like a three. I'm really gonna give it a three. No homo.
The thing about this movie is that, like, Smith, it's not like Smith is... having a weird relationship with Neo. It's that Smith is very interested in Neo and Neo is not interested at all.
It's so funny.
Like, Neo does not know what's happening. Like, Neo's just like, oh, you're kind of an annoying cop.
Let's take a trip down memory lane. We'll all remember the Prestige episode where my thesis was obsession to an unhealthy degree is a little gay.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you go to sleep every night thinking of a man and being like, oh, I fucking hate that guy so much. I'm going to picture him when I wake up.
But that's the thing about
this one. You might be a
one.
Little gay. And this one is completely one-sided.
Yes, it's Neo not mutual not, at all. It is completely unrequited.
Agent Smith goes to sleep and wakes up and eats his breakfast and puts on his clothes. And every minute of his life is like, I fucking hate Neo so much. I can't wait to ruin his day. And Neo does not think about him, even when they're in the same room together talking.
When they are fighting, all he is thinking about is, I cannot wait to go back and have hot sex with Trinity.
I cannot wait to hang out with Trinity.
I can't wait to see what
it's
Trinity's
so
up to.
It's so funny.
It's pretty good.
It's kind of like in Mob Psycho, where whenever Teru shows up and he's like, ah, Mob, as your number one rival. And Mob just kind of looks at him.
Mob's like,
who? He's trying to decide if he knows him from somewhere. And it's just like,
see, that one's almost nicer because I do think Mob remembers who Teru is.
True.
Between Mob, scenes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Mob is just like, oh yeah, I remember you.
I truly do get the sense from Neo, and partially it's just because Keanu Reeves is such a specific blank actor. I love him. Like, I genuinely think he has a type and he plays it well, but like, that type is just a blank-faced guy.
Is the non-emotive guy.
He's like, I'm not thinking at all right now.
A dude you swear has not had a single thought as an entire life.
I believe he loves Trinity, and that's all he's thinking about in this entire movie.
Can't use any more brain space.
All the brain cells that Neo has are devoted to being obsessed with Trinity.
And Agent Smith fucking hates that.
Yeah, Agent Smith, all his brain cells are devoted to Neo, to loving Neo.
And he's like, why won't you reciprocate? I'm beating you up so much.
Exactly. Well, to hating Neo.
Yeah.
So it's hard to put on like a no homo scale because like it's not like it's like, you know, it's not like Trinity's there to like heterosexualize it or anything. It's literally just like it is one sided.
Yeah.
It's a three.
It's a three.
It's beyond a three. Another three, huh?
It's a three.
Okay.
It's a three in the sense that, you know, the studio execs were like, yeah, Keanu Reeves, Carrie Ann Moss. Some great M plus W relationships right there. And I forget which Wachowski sister made this one. Was just sitting there
Lana.
Just slowly covering the parentheses that say in a gay way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just like, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. No Romo.
No Romo.
They're married.
They're married, yeah. They're married. It's like a one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
pretty low.
They're literally married. They literally have to keep their pods 5 feet apart, or things will happen.
That's right.
Yeah, if we get those pods any closer, they might like destroy the Matrix or something.
They might gain so much power it destroys the Matrix because they're married. All of Neo's brain space, as we have discussed, is dedicated to "Gotta see my hot wife."
That's right.
This is what matrimony do to an MF.
This is what matrimony does to a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
It make him pods 5 feet apart. Also, once again, Agent Smith is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's not romantic at all.
Yeah, that's what's keeping the score from being a zero. He has no romance in his heart. Only obsession.
Yeah. That puts us at a seven. That's a pretty respectable score.
Is this the first seven we've ever gotten?
I can't remember.
Surely there's been others.
Probably. I'm not digging through our rating system right now to figure that out.
Yeah. I haven't updated the chart in a while, but it does exist.
Yeah. That's it. That's the show. I don't think we got anything. Well, Sky, what are we doing?
Oh, we are doing Ace Attorney. Hopefully, yeah. Just one more time. I'm working through the first game, and as suspected, most of it is just our beloved Ace Attorney thinking Miles killed himself, so he's just kind of sad, but, like, he's not there, so, like, we don't have to cover that much of it. So, yeah, we should be able to cover games 2 and 3, and that's going to be it for Ace Attorney, because there are just so many games. We can't go through them all.
But what we can do is do The Hobbit. One third at a time.
Please, no.
You know what? If we split up the Hobbit book into 3 episodes, I will cover all of the Ace Attorneys.
You will.
That I have not played. I will hold us hostage to do every single fucking Ace Attorney game.
That is a threat.
I'll be like, well, wasn't any gay in this one. Sorry.
God, what's like a really annoying 3-parter I could do? I'll have to think about it.
Yeah, figure out something that you suggested that hurt us in a real physical way.
We have to cover all of Dragon Ball Z, but in 3 episodes.
What the fuck?
The opposite.
I mean... An obviously really annoying trilogy that comes to mind right away would be Digimon Adventure, Digimon Adventure 02, and Digimon Adventure Tri, but I already did those for Ghost Gayest, so...
Mm. Kid, My brain immediately went, is there anything in Digimon Savers? Mostly because we literally just watched that show and I can barely remember any details about it. But then I also think, I don't think anyone gets enough characters moments for there to be anything gay in that.
Yeah, that's true. All we really get is just Gaomon occasionally being really thirsty for Toma and just
yeah, for saying the words "I'll do it, Master," and Toma's like, "Every stop calling me that."
Just everything between Suguru and Bancho Leomon.
Oh, I did forget that. I did forget Bancho Leomon said, "I'll kill you, King." Remember when they fought each other so hard and then they punched each other so hard that it made a volcano explode behind them in a very interesting way?
I sure do.
I'm remembering this show as we're just sitting here and I'm saying, wow, what a great show that I definitely wasn't mad at when we were watching it.
Damn, remember how Dukemon and Slefmon just chilled? We're just hanging out.
Ice block, and we're like,
episodes.
Remember when it portrayed it as they were both dying, they were sacrificing them, they were dying together, and then an episode later, it just turns out they were literally in a block of ice, just like chatting, floating into the ocean, just being like, so what you think's going on up there?
Remember how Magnemon shows up in the intro and then it has like exactly one line in the actual show? It's almost as if they didn't need like all the royal knights in that show, huh?
It's almost like they didn't need any of them, actually.
Yeah, that too.
Remember how that one episode where the one girl character looked like she was going to have like a sad, tragic backstory involving a piano, and then they just kind of didn't do that?
Yeah.
They forgot that they just foreshadowed that?
It's just like, yeah, I was a sad child once and I played the piano and then Lalamon happened and now I'm not sad anymore.
Remember when they had the fucking gall to have Lalamon in the commentary episode say, yeah, we really didn't get a plot, huh?
Yeah.
You can't do that. That's your character.
Remember how they were like, damn, Sunflamon keeps getting their shit wrecked. It's almost as if they don't do anything this entire series.
Okay, so we will be doing Digimon Savers in a three-parter. Okay, I got it now.
Beautiful.
We can find something there.
If I did three episodes for Savers, we would have so much nothing to talk about. I fucking got app monsters down to one episode.
There's and so much nothing in that show. We watched, what, 48 episodes of that? And every single time we're like, oh, we're three episodes from the end. I was sitting there just being like, ow, what happened in the show? What went on? Nothing. Nothing happened.
Pretty much, yeah.
There was a pervert scientist that they were all surprised when it turned out he was a pervert scientist. Even though he...
But also, I still like that show because every time Big Agumon shows up, I'm like, look, there's Big Agumon.
He's so big. Why is he so big?
Why do you make them that big? Also, I will go to bat for the episodes where everyone's just hanging out at
his house.
At Sayori's house. Yeah, those ones are good to me.
Everyone's just chilling. Everyone's having a great time. Just fucking hanging out. I'll go to bat for Belfamon when the pervert scientist was not involved.
Yeah. Belfamon good. Both in baby mode and daddy mode.
I'll go to bat for that show for forcing Izzy to hear the words vagina bones for about 13 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Rise Greymon vagina bones mode.
Hey, are we done? Is that the podcast?
I think we did it. I think we made a podcast.
I'm so glad we got to say the word vagina bones on this podcast about the Matrix. I'm so glad we got that one in there.
The words vagina bones, if you want. I will keep doing it.
No. We hit our quota.
Not true.
Saying the word vagina bones.
Not true.
No, it's a it's an at least one quota.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying now we can end the episode because we did, in fact, say the word vagina bones.
Okay, I was about to say, I'm like, I can keep going.
The words vagina bones.
it had been like a minute since we'd said vagina bones on this podcast, so I'm glad we brought it back.
Oh, that's what we should do. We should cover Hunter Hunter in three parts, but the parts are which parts we see Ramont's pussy bones in, which parts we see Welfin's pussy bones in, and then we got to find a third character to talk about their pussy bones.
So we're only covering Chimera Antark.
Yes.
God.
Does the Gilf who turns into a motorcycle, does she ever show off her pussy bones?
I don't think she does. Pussy bones.
Too bad. It's a real fucking shame, and frankly a coward move on Togashi's part.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Periston never shows his pussy bones.
That's true.
Periston should have showed off that slutty little waist and his pussy bones at least once.
I know he was all very business, you know? He should have had one pleasure outfit, and we should have seen it, and it should have shown off his pussy bones.
Crop top on.
Yeah, he should have had, like, the low-cut Daisy Dukes and a crop top. Just once. Just once. That's all I'm asking for. I don't ask for a lot, Togashi.
I don't ask for much. We're in a suitably silly mood.
Frankly, I think that would get him more votes.
Yeah, that's how he could have won the election. No trickery required.
That's true. If he had come out one time on that debate stage and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, you might be wondering why I'm wearing this today," and then pulled out some political bullshit, and then, you know, everyone would win.
Yeah.
And by everyone, I mean Paris.
The crop top says, "I am a luxury," and the booty shorts say, "Few can afford."
That's right. That's so Pariston.
And then after he wins the election, he just takes off his crop top and gives it to Cheadle. This is yours now.
He's about to remove the Daisy Dukes too, but she says, please don't.
Please. No, he goes to take them off, and then, like, when she uncovers her eyes, he's fully clothed in his suit again.
He's fully in a suit. He's like, what's your problem? What's wrong?
That season's fucking incredible.
I love the election arc.
I know we can't sit here and talk about the election arc because, like, we haven't even released those episodes yet, but, like,
as a lady who dares to do a motorcycle in it.
Oh my god.
And then for one episode, she turns into a jet.
They haven't even invented heavier than air flight in Hunter Hunter universe, and she just turns into a jet.
She just turns into a jet. And that one person's like, what the fuck is that?
Girl, what? I really liked seeing Gon's dad too.
I love when Jing elaborated a master plan to get Periston elected for fun, but then forgot that his plan included his son getting healthy and being in the same room with him, and he immediately regretted it.
Oh my god.
He immediately was like, god damn it. It's like, shit.
He's literally just cowering, and everyone in the room is like, boo.
Will you talk to your son? And he's like, I really didn't want to.
Boo, Jing, we hate you.
It was like the last thing I wanted.
Men will do anything to avoid paying child support.
Men will do anything to avoid the son that he created himself using an M-Preg orb.
That's right.
Other quota reached.
Talking about M-Preg orb?
Yeah, talking about the M-Preg orb, yeah.
It has been a while since we've talked about the M-Preg orb. A long while. A nice long while.
We need to get out of here.
Yeah, we sure do.
We need to leave. We need to go.
It'd be crazy if we all got into some slime pods.
Do we have plugs?
Oh, yeah.
Before we get into our slime pods?
I have a podcast called Check Out This Guy. I have a fucking fur affinity. I'm on an audio drama that's not out yet. Editor's note, the podcast is out. You can listen to the pilot at lydiadisappears.com.
Beautiful.
I'm on a podcast called The Sonic Hustle. We talk about Sonic. Isn't that crazy? Find us on Twitter. Find us on Tumblr. Find me in hell.
That's right. Tumblr's Go Next Will Ex Hunting. And we were Queerbait. And I'm on Bandcamp at Elsky. You can find me there. I don't have a lot on there, but it's coming. Big things coming.
Big things coming in the slime pod.
That's right. Got big. Soon as I go back into my slime pod, it's over for you, host.
As soon as I get the fuck back in that slime pod.
It would be crazy if we ended the podcast here to go get in our slime pods.
It would be so crazy. I'm thinking about the slime right now and how wet and slimy it is.
Yeah. I was just all goopy, and there's like a tube that goes all the way down your throat.
There's like, it's like a big tube shoved down my throat. Mm-hmm.
It's very relaxing.
This is a very great way to live.
All these like
there's also like a bunch of aux cords that just plug into your body at various points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why the fuck they need all those, but yeah.
It's to get the sperm out.
There's like a HDMI cable that goes into the back of your head.
That's how they get the sperm out, yeah.
Yeah, it's through all those right. cords.
Famously, cum is stored in the brain, so...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jot that down.
Yeah.
I think we solved it, gamers.
Cum is stored in the hippocampus, yeah. Bye-bye!
Bye. Unless...
Unless...